Dr. Glaze and Bethany Baptist Church would like to invite you to Are You Willing to Go? Our 56th Annual Spiritual Renewal Missions Conference starting Sunday, September 11th through September 18th. For more details, visit bethanybaptist-pgh.org or call the church office at 412-242-3255.
Greetings, this is Dr. William R. Glaze, the teacher and preacher here at the Anchoring in Jesus radio program. I'm coming to you with a special educational opportunity here at the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, where fall classes are about to begin. On Monday evenings, we have Defending the Christian Faith, American Sign Language, and Financial Peace University being offered. On Tuesday evenings, we have our flagship Biblical Counseling program that is being offered. And on Thursday evenings, we have a new class, God's Viewpoint, Responding to the Gender and Sexuality in Our Culture. So why don't you give us a call at 412-242-3255 to find out more information about how you can enroll in one of these classes at the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will enlighten us with a message titled, Knowing God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Knowing God.
If you have your Bibles today, I'm going to ask that you would open to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1, and we want to read verses 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his master, and the ass his crib's master, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. One of my slides that I have this morning, if you could put the translation from the Amplified Bible, and it says here, the ox instinctively knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know or recognize me as Lord. My people do not consider or understand. The ox and the donkey know their masters, but sometimes God's people have a hard time knowing him. We want to talk to you this morning, knowing God. The problem that we see today is that many people say that they know God, but they really don't know God. They know a lot of things about God, as we talked about last week. They know that he's omnipotent. They know that he's omniscient. They know that he's omnipresent. They know that God is love. They know that God is mercy. They know that God is grace. They know all those things about God, but they don't know God. The story is told by Aesop about a sailor who was going on a ship. And as they began to sail off the coast of Greece near Athens, a violent storm came upon the ship. Angry waves began to beat against the brow of the ship, and it dashed the ship into pieces. The sailor had a monkey that was on the ship, and when the ship broke to pieces, everybody was left floating in the water. And many of the crew were able to swim to a place of safety. But the monkey was left there, and he was kind of flailing in the water, and he was struggling. And a dolphin came along, and the dolphin scooped up the monkey and put him on his back. Now, the dolphin didn't know that it was a monkey. He thought it was a man. And so he began to talk to the monkey, and he asked the monkey, he said, do you know Piraeus? And he said, yes, I know Piraeus. He asked the monkey, are you from Athens? Are you an Athenian? And the monkey said, yeah, I'm from one of the finest families in Athens. And so he said, oh, huh, you know Piraeus. And he said, yeah, I know Piraeus very well. Piraeus and I are very good friends. But the monkey didn't know that Piraeus was actually a port and not a person. And so the dolphin got tired of listening to all the monkey's lies. And so the dolphin went down in the water and left the monkey kind of struggling to make it in the water. And as the dolphin sailed off, the dolphin said to the monkey, those who tell lies sooner or later find themselves in deep water. And I want to use that story to say that there are many people that say they know God. But when it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, they're like the monkey. They're lying. And they don't know God. And those who say they know God and really don't know God, sooner or later will find themselves in deep water. So we really want to look at, what does this mean to know God? What does it mean when we say we know God? Don't be like the monkey. Don't be lying about it. But if you say that you know God, make sure that you know Him. In our passage this morning, we have written down the background to the passage in the notes. God says in verse 2 that He had nourished and brought up Israel while they were in the wilderness. That He gave birth to them, that He nurtured them, that He took care of them in every respect. And here God is. God takes care of us on many levels. We often say it around here, and this is not the only church that is said at, but we often say, He woke me up this morning, and He started me on my way. He put food in my closet. He put food in my cupboard. He put clothes on my back, and He put running in my feet. God has done all these things that God has done like He did for Israel. He has nurtured us. He has taken care of us. Yet and still, God has an indictment against His people because He says in verse 3, He says, even the ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. But my people, the ones that I take care of, the ones that I nourish and nurture, they don't know me. And isn't it amazing that God chooses two of the most thickest, densest, unintelligent beasts to say that even they know their masters, but my people don't know me? So I would ask the question, and I could almost title my sermon this morning. I didn't do it, but I could almost title it, Are You Smarter Than a Donkey? You know, there's a show on TV, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So are you smarter than a donkey? And by the time we finish with this message today, I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. But I think some of us will come to the conclusion today, come to the sad reality today, that I'm not smarter than a donkey. Wow. And if we are honest with ourselves, we're going to have to say that. That we don't know God like we should. But yet and still, the donkey and the ox know their master. Why does God choose these animals? Because as we read scripture, you don't need to turn there, but in Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 22 and Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 19, it talks about the stupidity of the ox. It tells how stupid and how dumb an ox is. I was reading a story about some musk oxen in Atlanta. There were seven of, in Alaska. There were seven of them, and they stood on this ice that was connected to the land, but when they got on it, it broke off, and it began to float out into the ocean. And instead of them jumping off the ice and swimming back to the shore, they just stood out there. Stupid ox. The villagers were standing there, and they saw these ox floating out, And they did everything they could to try to scare them. They made loud noises. They waved their hands. But these stupid ox just stood on the ice and as it just floated. And so finally, somebody had the idea that they would get a big piece of wood and start making noises like it was a mean, ornery old ox. And so they did, and they jumped on the coast, and they did that. And finally, these stupid ox were frightened, and they jumped in the water and swam to the shore. Now, that's how stupid they are, that they didn't know to do that from the beginning, that they had to, somebody had to scare them into saving their life. But yet and still, when God chooses to compare us knowing him, he chooses an ox. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16. We read about, or we shared two passages about the ox and how stupid he is. Now look what Peter says about the donkey. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 16. He's talking about Balaam here. He says, and we all remember the story of Balaam. He was riding on his ox and his donkey, and he saw the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord scared him. But look what Peter says. But Balaam was rebuked for his iniquity. Look at this. The dumb, I fix it up here, donkey. Now, don't let God call you what it says here. Oh, my goodness. Some of y'all going to get your Bibles, right? Oh, it says it's right up there on the screen, so you can't get around it, right? How many people want to be called a dumb gnat, right? I don't. All right? But how does he relate it? What is he calling? The dumb donkey. The dumb donkey. So what is my point? My point is this, is that God took two of the dumbest beasts, and to say that even they know their master, and my people don't know me. You know, I heard the story about a husband and wife who were getting a divorce, and they had a dog. You know, in my stories I fabricate, right? And this dog talked. And when they got ready to divide up the spoils, they asked the dog who he wanted to go with. And the dog said he wanted to go with the wife. And the man said, look, I'm the one that bought you. I'm the one that did all these things for you. How come you don't want to go with me? And he said, because you were a little tardy with the food, brother. What was the dog saying? He knew where his bread was buttered. He knew who was going to feed him. He knew who was going to take care of him. Even the animals know their master. As I share the message today, I want to talk about three ways. Now, next week, what I'd like to do next week is talk about how do you get to know God intimately and personally. But this week, I want to kind of get us to do an examination of our life and ask ourselves, how do we know that we know God? You know, if we know God, there should be some evidence in our lives that we know him. That if these next three things I share with you, if you say that these are not indicative of my life, then you don't know God. You might be saved. You might be born again. You might go to heaven when you die. But there's a big difference between being saved and going to heaven and really knowing God. And as we look at this verse in Isaiah, you know, like I said, many of us have to come to the conclusion that we really don't know God. So the first thing that I want to say, that if you know God, you know first and foremost that you are sustained by the Master. You know that you are sustained by the Master. Look what he says here in verse 3. He says, the ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib. What is the master's crib? The master's crib is the place where the food is found. And so the donkey he knows his master. He knows where the master's going to put the food. He knows when the master's going to put the food there, and he knows how much food the master's going to put there. The donkey knows his master. He knows what the master is thinking in regards to his sustenance. He knows what the master is going to do in regards to his sustenance. I heard a very interesting story. It was about some thieves over in Israel. And they would break into people's houses, and they would load the stuff up on a cart that was pulled by an ox. And so they couldn't catch them, and they couldn't figure out how to catch them. And so one day, the thieves were in such a hurry that they stole the stuff, and they put it on the cart, and they were closing in on them. And so the thieves just ran off and left the cart, left the donkey and everything. I mean, the ox and everything. And so one of the smart policemen, he came up with the idea. He said that sooner or later, the ox is going to get hungry. And the ox knows where the food is at. And so they kept the ox for a couple days until he was good and hungry. And they let the ox go, and the ox led him straight to the thieves. The ox knows where the food is coming from. The ox knows this. And do we know? Do we know God like that? As I think about that, do we know how God operates in our life? Do we know when God is moving, and do we know when God is leading, and do we know when God is guiding? Are we able to discern the movement of God in our lives? If you'll look at your notes, the second point I talk about, you know, do we know God? You know, do we know his modus operandi in sustaining our lives? Do we know him? Do we know that God is the one that sustains us? Do we know that he's the one that takes care of us? A lot of preachers do a study on the names of God. And when they do a study on the names of God, what they are dealing with is not necessarily God's name, even though it might be Jehovah, Rapha, Jehovah, Shammah. They're not dealing with the name. Check this out. What they're dealing with is God's character. They're dealing with his character, because his name reflects his character. And so if you know God and you know the name of God, you know how God operates in your life. When Abraham needed to offer up something instead of Isaac, he came to know God as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. When Israel traveled through the wilderness and were open to all type of disease, they came to know him as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. When David needed someone to guide him through life, he came to know him as Jehovah Roy, the Lord who is my shepherd. You see, if we are like the ox and the donkey, we see our Heavenly Father moving and sustaining us, and we know when he's doing it. If you put up the next slide, and I know this is kind of hard to see, but what I did on one side, I put the names of God. And on the other side, I put, how does God sustain us? Do we know God like this? Do we recognize God like this? El Shaddai, the one who strengthens and sustains us. Actually, the translation there is the large-breasted one, just like a mother would nourish and nurture a child from her breast. The Bible calls God El Shaddai. He's the one that nourishes us. And what do when we get nourishment? We get strength. We get spiritual strength, and we get physical strength. Let me ask you the question. Does God sustain you when you are faint? When you feel like you can't go on, when you feel like you've come to the end of your resources, when you feel like you can't do anything else, do you call on El Shaddai? And does he show up in your life? And does he nurture you from his breast? And does he give you strength to keep on keeping on? The physical strength. He's called Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. Provide what? Wisdom for life situations? financial blessings when funds are low, and material provisions in times of need. Do you know him as Jehovah Jireh? Have you had to call on him to sustain you in your finances? Have you had to call on him to sustain you for wisdom when you didn't know what to do, when you didn't know what the next turn involved, when you didn't know what was around the corner, and you cried out to him, Jehovah Jireh, please provide for me. See, that's what I'm talking about. Do you know God today? Do you know him? Do you intimately know him? And see, when you intimately know him, watch this now, don't miss this, you know him by his name. See, that's why I would encourage anybody. And I know years ago I did a study on the names of God. And I don't know if that CD series is still available, but if it is, you need to get that. Or you need to go on a study of your own, and you need to study the names of God. Because again, they don't necessarily represent the name of God, they represent the character of God and what he can do in your life. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord who our banner, the Lord who gives us the victory. Do you need the victory today? Do you need to overcome something in your life? Are you praying to Jehovah Nissi to help you through that situation? What about Jehovah Shalom, the Lord who is our peace? When there's death in your family, do you know Jehovah Shalom? When somebody in your family passes away, do you gather around and even though you might not say to the rest of the family, Jehovah Shalom, but you in your heart, you know, Father, I need you right now. Lord, I need your peace. I need your comfort. I need your calmness. I need Jehovah Shalom. What about, are you fearful concerning the future? You need Jehovah Shalom. What about times of uncertainty when you're not sure what's going on in your life? You need to have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Do you know him like that? What did Isaiah say? What did Isaiah say? He said, the ox knows his master, and the donkey knows the master's crib, but my people don't know me. Do you know him as Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts? Are you dealing with enemies today? Do you have some battles to fight? Are you letting him fight the battles, or are you going ahead and fighting yourself? See, the reason that many of us fight our own battles is because we don't know Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the battle, the Lord of the army. And sometimes if we really know God, and I've seen it happen. Oh, somebody, I need a testimony today. I've seen it happen when people were coming against me, when people had things to say, and I said, Lord, you got this. You got it. Jehovah Sabaoth, because I knew him. I knew him. And I knew that he would fight the battle for me. I could go out and fight it myself and come back all broken and bloody and bruised, but it's another thing to let him go fight the battle. Do you know him as Jehovah Makedesh, the one who sanctifies? If you are where you were last year in your spiritual development, and you haven't grown one inch, you haven't grown one iota, you haven't drawn close to God, you haven't learned new things about God, you haven't understood his ways more excellently, then you don't know him. You don't know Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies. What does it mean when it says he sanctifies? It means that he makes us holy. If you are no closer to holiness this year than you were last year, then you don't know Jehovah Makedesh. And what a sad testimony. Even the ox knows his master, but my people don't know me. They're not calling, Lord, help me. Lord, help me not to have these evil thoughts. Lord, help me to read my Bible.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Knowing God. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Knowing God, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Knowing God. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Knowing God. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Dr. Glaze has authored a book titled In the Garden with the Father, which can deepen your study of the pursuit of intimacy with God. You can order In the Garden with the Father by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or by calling 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.